I don't know. I mean, I
well,
don't know.
Well, we have a lot of day trippers from Raleigh, yeah, right? So I don't think it's just the motels.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, it's the restaurants as well.
And we have four restaurants.
That's
so.
Right. I mean, it's not like we have a huge plethora of businesses.
Yeah. So that's about three apiece.
Right.
Four
yeah.
Committee
yeah.
members.
We'll see what we can do and pull together. I'll talk with Sean and, right. and the agency and see, because we have, you know, Survey Monkey and some things like that. Yeah. So let's see
right.
what we can
and
pull
we'll
together
keep it.
And I'll get them to report back to the next marketing committee meeting if that's
yeah.
good, and then they can report back to or you guys get
and add Mike in there. Okay. Robertson.
Okay. So
anything else?
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
She needs a motion.
Yeah, I need a motion or.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Do I hear a motion on our rollover budget? Don't all speak at once.
I move we ask the marketing committee to consult with our local businesses on the best use of the proposed $44,500.
I'll second that. And after consultation, if there's changes, bring them back.
Okay, and this is in place of approving the budget.
Right. You when, so you're adding on to the end is not till March, or, well, I guess March is
that's
like
in a couple of months. And you don't meet this month, right?
We do.
You do meet,
we
but
do
not next month. Not
next. We will meet in March as well.
Okay.
Well, the issue is we're going to move our meeting to the end of March. That's not going to really help.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. No, that means they miss a whole month of advertising for many of these.
Well, no,
things.
It's till May. When is your... So the issue is you're making your contracts, and extending your contracts is the problem, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem, because you have to do those so far in advance.
Council, what you
saw? The contingents.
Go ahead. No, that's right.
So, even though there has been placed a contingency in this budget, you still have concerns that it's not enough of a contingency. Is that?
I think there's two concerns. David
right.
can speak for himself. One concern is the money we will spend, are we spending it in the proper place? We should depend on the committee to tell us that. And we're just asking if we could ask a few others. That's point one. The second point then is there enough in case of a disaster? Is it 25% enough? Is it 25% of, I forget our number, 200K? Is that enough to revitalize?
400K, right? That's what your earlier slide
your activity side too.
Ah,
yeah,
so take half of that, basically half
yeah,
of that?
Take, yeah,
200,
that's
okay.
That's right. But also take into that equation, there's also, remember what I talked about, the first 3% and the destination, and we have money set aside for that as well. So just to throw that in, that, you know, it's not like if something happened down here, you all would be the Lone Ranger down here and wouldn't have anybody
no.
else. I mean, we totally would, you know, flip our budget as well. So.
And if we set aside 10% now, will that be in the budget in the fall? You know, the new budget coming up in
well,
the fall.
Well, what you need to do is in the new budget, because you know, y'all are in budget planning, or the marketing committee's in budget planning, is go ahead and set aside when you're looking at your 15-16 budget, just from what the total number that you'll be given, go ahead and just at that time set aside a 10% contingency, crisis contingency, or whatever. You know, you have that option to do that, and you know, through your budget cycles.
Yeah,
the upcoming budget.
Yeah, I think
the
issue for council is we got to figure out where we are and give direction before they make their budget. So last year was sort of last minute, and it kind of it's not really good for them,
mm-hmm.
and we're not being really clear. And I think that's the part I don't like. We haven't given you clear guidance on this. The thing I don't like about it is we sort of gave you clear guidance, and you let it roll back in instead of keeping it out. Because if you'd have kept it out, I would have voted to pass whatever you put up here.
But they,
you
may,
out.
They may not have
I
any choice.
Can't. That's legislatively, it's not us making it. I mean, it's just financially
so,
in the audit and by legislation,
yeah, okay.
That's the way it flows.
So you could put a line item and say it. You could have. So let's not quibble, right?
Yeah.
The issue is, to be clear, you could have put in there that this money was rolled back in instead of seeing if we asked. I'm not saying you did it on purpose, right? So if you see this is the way we're supposed to follow our rules, I understand that. But recognize you actually can. It could have just been another line item saying Cary Beach designated this. And we didn't give you good guidance last year, so I'm not saying it's all you guys. We're part of the blame, right? So I'm not saying there's blame for everyone if you want to say it that way. I'm just saying that it could have been highlighted versus, yeah, it rolled through, and if you guys aren't paying attention, it'll just go by, right? And I'm not saying you meant to do that at all.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I don't think
you I'm not saying you meant to do that at all.
I have to say that I feel like that we did include an unspent contingency fund for this. I mean, this is the budget that we're dealing with, and we put the contingency fund in there so that council would know we have heard you, and we are. Okay. That's almost, it's not, I mean, it isn't 10%, but it's very, it's closer than we put in the past, so...
Okay, fair enough. I request to make a different motion then.
First, I think I'd like to make one other point.
Yeah.
And that other point is that, Kim, I think the way that we come up with the rollover is you do a conservative estimate on what you're going to contract for year to year. This is revenue that has come in beyond the conservative estimate and the fact that you've also underspent your expense budget for the TDA. So you, in fact, create this. If you wanted to be, you could actually overestimate income. You could actually overcontract, and there wouldn't be any.
And if we don't
make
those, and we've got commitments on a budget,
so
we are very conservative. We try to be very conservative on our revenue projections.
I really just I wanted to give you credit as to why we even have a discussion here to talk about this, right? So,
okay, I believe he can withdraw his motion.
It was your motion,
attorney.
Yeah.
It has not been voted.
Can I say one just really quickly about the surveying things? You know, we're talking about this, and like you said, we need to go, if you're going to approve any of this or part of it, we need to get going on it. And I think the survey is a great idea. And right now, they're in the midst of their strategic planning. So really that survey could be better served to go into our 15-16, but 16-17, I can't believe it.
Well, we could use
16-17 budget and be able to take those results and put those now. It would be great timing to put those into as we move forward. You know, as you said, we've heard council's concerns and be able to play those into that instead of trying, because of the time factor, reworking all of this at this point. So that's just a suggestion of that.
In our next meeting, at the February 23rd meeting, is a strategic planning meeting.
So what are you two doing?
Okay, I withdraw my... Can I do that? Can I withdraw my motion even though it was seconded, or do we have to let it go and we defeat it?
Second agree?
I second his withdrawal, if that was the motion.
Okay.
Can I make a motion now, ma'am?
What?
Whatever.
He withdrew his motion. He agreed.
You want to make a motion to withdraw?
We want to make a motion to kill the other motion.
No, he withdrew his motion.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And...
Or we can
David
vote on
agreed.
It.
Now David's making a motion.
Put it up for a vote.
He withdrew his motion.
No, he withdrew
he
his
agreed second. To withdraw his second.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Parliamentary okay. procedure here.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So council, I make a motion we approve this as presented and direct the marketing committee to build a future budget to go to 35% in the reserve on their next budget.
35% of what?
So 25 is what they say is their requirement, add an additional 10% in their budget.
Okay, thank you.
And in the future, we'll give clear budget guidance moving forward. But that'll be added.
All those, any discussion, questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and on this survey, Kim, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. We're only talking about 17 people they need to talk to. That's just three each. It doesn't have to be the monkey thing on the computer that...
Oh, that's awesome.
Let me talk to Sean and see what works best, you know, through the system for her. So, yeah. But we've got some problems.
To say we had to spend a lot of money.
Survey should be so easy.
Yeah, it's free. Like, yeah. It's $300.
And maybe make some... But we already have it, so we don't have to, you know, we keep it for things like that.
Good.
And what we can do is maybe do the follow-up phone call and send it if he doesn't sign. But we'll be glad to work with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Under item C for the marketing committee, Debbie Elliott, and you have her application as an alternate, and then one of the members resigns. So Debbie has applied to be the member to replace Sam on the marketing committee. Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to appoint Debbie Elliott to the marketing committee.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. In addition to that, the marketing committee has never had an alternate, and they would like to have one. So I need a motion to approve the addition of an alternate member position for the marketing committee.
And do we have to advertise too? Is that the deal, or they already have someone? Did they say?
No, they don't have anyone, but right now they don't even have the position.
Oh, no,
so
we
advertise.
We make the position and advertise, direct to advertise. I make a motion that we add an alternate position and direct staff to advertise.
Second.
Joseph, second. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's passed. Okay. Now, for our next committee business, Parks and Recreation, Planning and Zoning.
Yes, ma'am. As I mentioned earlier, from the Planning and Zoning, I was elected as the chairman for this council year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mr. Alan Botta, who was vice chair before, is staying on and was elected as vice chair for me. So that's the two big guys. The council asked us, Planning and Zoning, to look into the issue of container homes. Mm-hmm. We know that one or two on one lot are currently under construction in Caroline Beach. We wanted to get ahead of this issue for Cure Beach. Your direction was to hold a public hearing on the issue and to structure some planning ordinance words where we would put a container type dwelling home in district R-A-2-T. Which is a trailer, the district that allows trailers. So let me go through a little bit of what happened at the meeting. It was the 4th of February. This gave you the direction from the town. There were 16 emails sent to the staff to be forwarded to Planning and Zoning regarding the issue. 12 of the 16 were totally negative to the issue. One was in favor. The remaining number, the three, had questions regarding the issue but did not take a stand in the unit.
John, didn't one of them say that they were in favor of putting it in the trailer area?
Yes.
Okay.
At the meeting, five individuals from the community came to the public hearing to speak on the issue. Four of those were against container homes in Cure Beach. One did not express her favor or disfavor. Personally, said she had a client that was not in favor of container homes. She made some excellent points of questions to the Planning and Zoning Committee. She's sitting in the back of the room if anybody to talk to Ms. Hager.
I do want to clarify, I don't have a client. I just have, I didn't have a, I don't have a specific client.
Okay. Our minutes that uses the word client. She asked some excellent questions, as I said, regarding would these things be insured? What would be their insurance requirements? What's the underwriting requirements for the insurance and finance? Have we thought about that process? Will the town require an engineer to oversee the movement of the container, the placement of the container, the construction of the container? Some people think these are going to be real cost effective. She questions that somewhat by the time you get it and make all the modifications to it. And another point she brought up was, is the town have some responsibility in protecting the neighbor that would be next door to the container? Should that be a very valuable home and have a container moved next door that would not have near the value of the home that it's been? So we talked about property rights. Property rights go beyond that plot you own. You have rights to protect your neighbor's property. So we need to think about all those issues. The Planning and Zoning Commission thought we had basically four options. We can do nothing. Dump it all in the lap of Mr. Batson as the building inspector and let him make the decisions when somebody applies. Of course, if we leave it that way, you could result in a lawsuit if somebody says, I bought a lot, I want to put a container, and if Mr. Batson were to say no, then the town could get a suit.
So PNZ also saw that council directed them to do something, so that wasn't one of their options for another reason.
Right?
Okay, thanks.
We could define what a container is, which is not currently defined in the definitions of the ordinances. And then we could say where that was going to be placed. We could, define the containers and allow them only in the same area as a mobile home or a trailer, in other words, to D. We could provide a clear definition and then say they are not allowed in Cure Beach. So based on the tenor of the hearing, so much negativity to them, our understanding of our being the Planning and Zoning, some of the definitions, and I'll try to run through a couple of these fairly quickly. A dwelling shall mean a building designed for and used by one or more families for residential purposes. So you could say that could be a dwelling. Dwelling modular shall mean a movable or portable dwelling constructed to be transported as a unit and designed to be placed upon a permanent foundation. You could possibly let that fit with that container, although it's not designed as a home. It's designed as a container. Dwelling single family shall mean detached building designed for occupancy by one family. A mobile home or trailer is not included in this definition. So if you say a single family home does not meet trailer and mobile home, if we're going to put a container where the trailer and mobile homes are, you might have a conflict on that. A manufactured / mobile home. A manufactured mobile home shall mean a movable or portable dwelling, a double wide, consisting of multiple sections, which includes two or more, with 756 feet minimum area, constructed or manufactured in an off-site manufacturing facility for installing and assembling this building on-site, and it bears the seal being certified by the Federal Manufactured Housing and Construction and Safety Standards. So I don't think a container is going to fit under manufactured mobile home definition. It's not going to come built, certified by that organization.
John, could you tell us what the PNC's final decision was?
Yes, ma'am. One more definition. Trader, because your guidance was for us to develop words to put...
An ordinance.
Ordinance words to put these in the trailer area. A trailer shall mean any vehicle, house, car, camp car, or any portable or movable vehicle on wheels, skids, roller, blocks, either self-propelled or propelled by other means, which is used or designed to be used for residential, living, sleeping, commercial, or utility purposes, but not including mobile vehicles primarily designed for the transportation of goods. So we exclude in our ordinance using that container as a trailer. So,
do you consider a container a mobile vehicle? Does it have wheels on it? Or is it put on a vehicle that has wheels on it?
It does
to
not
carry
have,
it.
That container is not built with wheels.
Right.
It's put on the back of a flatbed.
So like
but it's on skids.
So like a mobile home, it's put on the back of a flatbed.
Okay. And our ordinance says a mobile home has to be made permanent.
But it's not a mobile home, right?
This is not.
Right.
Okay. Our, at the end of the session that we closed regarding the public hearing part, there was a motion made to disallow container homes in the confines of Curie Beach, anywhere. It was voted 4-1, passed. So we're developing ordinance words to restrict containers from being used as homes in this community. We are also, under your guidance, developing words to have containers allowed to be homes in Area 210. I did not bring that with me tonight. That was the result of our meeting in February. We're working on that in March. I think my question would be, do you want us to continue on two paths? Do you like our direction of don't do it at all and go that path? Do you want to skip that one and have us go back to your original requirement only of putting it in 2T? In other words, this council has decided that's okay. The community, small sample, but very much of that sample was anti to the position. So, with no other guidance, what I'm telling you, I'm bringing you information to say we're on a two-pronged approach at your next meeting to develop two sets of ordinance changes, one to put it in 2T, one not to have it in this meeting.
So, clerk or attorney, we have to have a public hearing before we can vote on either one of those two, correct?
Yeah.
Can we advertise both of them?
We don't have to have a motion to have...
I'm just asking the question.
I mean, we don't have to have a public hearing on his second one because he hasn't brought us an ordinance.
Let me say this to you. You gave him direction.
Correct.
Now, he's reported to you what he's done.
Correct.
So, all they need to do is complete what they're doing and submit it to you. Because if you approve one or the other or both or whatever, you've made a decision. You don't want to do that.
No, I agree. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking for information before we can approve either one of the proposals that he hasn't given us yet. When he gives them to us, we have to have a public hearing and have them available to the public. That's what I wanted to understand.
Right.
And so what I got from you, John, and from listening to people that were at the meeting, is that the council gave you guidance, put them in one area. During the public hearing that P&Z had, the feedback was we don't want them anywhere. Small sample, but, and so taking that feedback, P&Z is working down the path that the council originally gave them, an alternate path based on feedback from the public. And that's what you're asking. Do you want me to keep working both paths? You want to work one path or another, right?
Right.
That's what you're asking, right?
If I don't hear anything, we'll work both paths and bring those to you.
And so the reason
I would think that you would accept which one of those you wanted.
Well, that's why I was asking.
On one or the other.
Well, that's why I was asking. Can you have a hearing, a public hearing on both?
You can.
So the council, you have them both ready, and the council says we're going to adopt one of these two proposals. Public, come tell us, give us feedback on the two of them, and that's what we want. I mean, from my standpoint, you know, I think, one, I'm glad P&Z listened to the public, right? That's what you guys should do, so good job, instead of just us, right? So you at least reacted to the public. I think, from my standpoint, for the rest of the council to consider, I'm fine with P&Z going down both paths and then advertising to the public that, hey, we've got these two options that we're considering, give us feedback. And if they hate both of them, then we got to maybe do something different, but from the words I've gotten, people will pick one of those two, I think, right? At least, and my sample size is not much bigger than y'all's probably, right? So that's the issue.
Yeah, could I point out the sample size is 0.1% of our our year-round population.
Well,
so,
but it was, I mean, we advertised and went through all of them.
Right, yeah, I agree.
All the
well, no, not exactly, because let me point out, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because I got this from our town clerk. The only entity that can hold a public hearing in Curie Beach is the town council. The planning board does not have the authority to hold a public hearing. They can have a workshop, they can have a public meeting, people can come to their regular meetings, but they don't have the authority to hold a public hearing, in addition to the fact that you have to advertise it at least 6 days before the meeting. There was not 6 days, so there was no way to, even if they had the authority, to even advertise it.
Basically, some time back, they came to council, many councils ago, and they asked if they could hold a public hearing. Council gave them a blessing to go ahead and do so and appropriated the funds for them to advertise. But, truly, all they do is a recommendation from that body to council. That's their only authority they've got under law. And as such, I would say if they hold a hearing and they're getting input to help in making their decision, it's not binding. Public hearing means absolutely nothing. It's a public hearing that's held before council.
Okay. I just want everybody to kind of understand that, and if you could take that back to the planning board. Public meeting is great. A workshop is great. Yeah. So,
was there any input from municipalities that already have them as to the wording that's used?
Not at the meeting. Carolina Beach allows them anywhere.
Yeah, they're not going to touch the issue.
I mean, talked about
right
that.
Now they're not. But they do soon.
That's up the new law.
I bet they do soon. Well, I bet the homeowners around the current one are pushing for them too soon. If they get enough people, they will, like everybody, right?
Well, I was just wondering.
Carolina Beach allows them anywhere. Topsail has not addressed the issue, so I would assume that they don't have an ordinance addressing it either way.
If there's no ordinance, it's a no.
Wilmington.
Well, they put on other ordinances.
I brought up Wilmington
last week. And then other towns were even considered containing homes yet. Several municipalities, I was going to.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know that we can make assumptions about neighbors or other property owners, because I know one next door to the containers who has no problem with them at all. So I think it would behoove us to hear from those individuals and to also hear from the gentleman who is actually put them in Carolina Beach and what kind of requirements he is required to have from buildings inspections as far as engineering and design, and how much has been done on the property, how much before he brought them to the property, how they're made permanent, or do they just sit there? I think it would really help to hear the guy who's actually installing them as to what that involves.
Well, I stopped by there and interviewed him. I talked with the gentleman that's doing the building.
Mm-hmm.
The piece of property was a large corner lot. It was divided in two. Maybe that's the point. I don't know if it was resurveyed, but there are two containers, single containers. They face each other, and each is being designed, built to be a summer rental. One bedroom, one little minor kitchenette, a bathroom, and a little room you can sit and watch television. A little deck out front. So it has electricity, it has plumbing, it's meeting. I don't know if there are special codes within the Carolina Beach Code that allows the container builder to do something different than the other homes in Carolina Beach. Don't know that. But it is being designed as a one-bedroom home. Now, we have an ordinance in our town ordinances that talks about the pitch of a roof. And there are requirements. Those containers are flat. There's a state law that says you may not, towns, direct the aesthetics of a home. But yet we say it's got to have a roof pitch. You can't decide that it's got to have siding on it. It can stay as an orange beat-up piece of metal that's delivered on the side. So there's a number of issues dealing with this structure.
Okay. Well, we have an undefined structure and no place to put it. And regardless of whether it was an open meeting or not, those 17 inputs or the 12 inputs came to town hall addressed to committee, I think, that was their opinion. So whatever percent that was, I don't want to discount anybody's opinion.
Oh, no, not
right?
At all.
So we have a larger problem than I think we anticipate here, and that is we have work to do relative to what the definition of this is, if you allow it.
Well, I think P&Z said they're ready to do the work. They're already working on it, right?
Okay.
So I make a motion we direct P&Z to continue down both paths. When they're ready, let council know so we can then hold a public hearing and let the public give us feedback on which of the two paths they believe is the correct one. Because I think we need to codify in our ordinances our position. Because right now the building inspector has clearly said, because it's not in our ordinances, I'm not going to approve them. If someone comes in and he does that, then it'll go to the Board of Adjustments, and the Board of Adjustments, I don't know which way they'll go, but then it will eventually come to us anyway, so we might as well go ahead and get in front of it.
Sure.
And
so,
I would also think that if you feel that you needed more than the next council meeting's timeline, that we let you know that you've got all the time that you need to
do it right.
Do a decent job.
Yeah.
But don't dally, right? Do it right, but don't dally. Well, I mean, honestly, because it just takes someone buying the property, deciding they're going to do it, and requesting a permit to get us to the Board of Adjustments, and then they're back in front of us anyway, and we're going to have to make a decision one way or the other.
From the Board of Adjustments, you go to Superior Court.
I'm sorry, then we go to court, even worse than coming to us. That's way worse, because it costs a lot more money. So let's put in our ordinances right, so we have a decision that the people want us to decide. And I think in our communication to the citizens, if we're still doing the electronic one, are we still doing it? Yeah. We should put in there that P&Z is looking at two possibilities for containers. Get John to help you write it and let all our citizens know. When the public hearing comes, they should come give us feedback, since 12 is too small. I think we'll be surprised at how many people show up. And then I think you'll feel better about it, right?
I didn't say it was too small.
Okay, and then I think you'll feel better about it.
There was only one speaker.
Mm-hmm. Madam Mayor, you have a citizen.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Lori Eccleston, and I live on 812 Settlers Lane, but our property goes right behind where that proposed, you know, the container. And there is, I don't want them in my backyard. And there's a lot of beautiful houses in Alabama, and I'm pretty sure they don't want to have them sitting next to them. But it's the entrance of Curry Beach. It really looks like hell when you have them containers in the entrance of Curry Beach. It makes it look bad, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Lori, could I ask you a question?
Yes.
May I assume then that you would prefer to have trailers behind you instead of containers?
There's some nice mobile homes put down. Yeah, I'd rather have that than them rusty containers.
Okay, thank you.
There's some nice mobile homes that built there now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The lady brings up a very good point. Particularly the trigger is the rusty containers, because we cannot legislate the aesthetics. That'd be great. You can Google on container homes and find some beautiful structures, large. Two sit this way, one sits on top, they have ladders that climb up and around. They're beautiful structures. But you can't guarantee that that's going to be there if you just allow it to be set down as a container.
Did you have a second to your motion?
I make a motion that we tell P&Z to continue down the path of both options and let us know when we can hold a public hearing on it.
I second.
I think we can bring those to you at your March meeting.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to have. Go ahead and schedule your hearing.
If you need more time, just.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, Tony, don't leave yet. Okay. Under committee business, we now have our chairman of our Shoreline Access Beach Protection and Parking Committee on a possible CAMA grant.
Okay, I just want to give you a little background. In 2014, for a CAMA grant, we did apply for it to improve the AD parking access and installing solar lighting at the viewing stations for E&I. This was in 2014. We submitted the grant at that time, and our grant was rejected because we were doing the front park, Ocean Front Park, and Cameron didn't want more than one grant. They had three grants open, so we were denied for that grant. In 2016, we just got an invitation to submit the access grant proposal for public for the 2016 and 17 budget.
What happened to H from 2015?
No, H is on your agenda farther down. This is for This is for approval of submit a pre-application for camera grant for ADA parking access viewing station for E&I. I'm bringing it up. A new grant cycle came into play. We already got the grant cycle. We already approved for Avenue H. You're going to vote on that later in the program. When this grant new grant cycle came up, I had Diane call up Christian Berry, and because I didn't want to go through the grant cycle again and find out that we have H open and he would not okay E&I. As of what Christian Berry told her, it was acceptable to go ahead with the preliminary for the grant for E&I now. So he's not going to reject it as soon as it comes in. So that's what I'm asking you now for approval, to submit a pre-application for the camera grant to improve the ADA parking access and installing solar lighting at the viewing stand for E&I. Yeah, so the impact for the 16-17 budget would be about $28,000. That's a global match. And roughly, it's hard to say, but the total project cost would be possibly $110,000. And it might be a little bit more because I have to now update from 2014 the proposals that I got from the companies that were going to do the work. So that's where we are at now. We are not going to get charged from
that. Did you say this is just for solar?
No, and parking.
Parking.
Okay. Wanted to be sure that was
the parking. It would be. John was with me back when. There's a cable line in the parking lot. From that cable line out to the street, it will be asphalt. From that cable line to the dunes, they would have this type of rock, you know, the turf block, and they would fill it in. Everything would be painted with lines so people know and the handicap will know where they can park and where they cannot park. And then we could enforce it a little better. Right now, those E&I are just a total nightmare when people come in. They don't respect the handicap and they just park whatever, and it's a very difficult. So we're glad that the grant cycle came up again, and we are not going to be charged for the pre-application by Diane because we already have the original ones of 2014. We're just going to upgrade the prices, and then she's going to put the grant, you know, pre-approval in. So we need a approval so I can go ahead and start changing the numbers and giving it to Diane so she could apply for it.
What kind of paving do we have at H?
Stone.
Stone rock.
We have stone and rock on E and I. And nothing, it's just a total nightmare. By the handicap, we have the wood boarding. It's okay. It's not the best for a handicap, you know, person to use, but it is what it is. So we're trying to, you know, improve all our six entrances when the grants come up.
So the gravel on H is not a problem for the handicap.
Well, yes, it is, but we didn't. The grant cycle that came out for H wasn't enough money in that grant cycle to do what we're doing to E and I.
Okay, why
we're
not?
We're doing a new entrance, which will be a handicap ramp, and it'll be the ramp all the way out to Beach Sand. So somebody in a wheelchair could go up on the ramp, go through, and go to Beach Sand in one of our wheelchairs, and it will have solar lighting up to the viewing station.
Why not combine H with the E&I this time and pave all
three of
them?
I don't think there's enough money in the grant cycle. I can ask Diane that, but there are, I mean, we're already approved for H, you'll see later.
Right.
I can ask Diane how much money they have in the grant cycle, and then we can figure out to redo H that way. But I'm not sure the amount of money. Diane is very good at that.
I guess I'm just wondering if we had combined E&I lighting with the H, all of that would have been in one grant, and maybe it could have been cheaper than splitting it out. And the same way with the paving, if we want to do H at some point, it's going to cost more because it's not combined.
Diane asked, and when she asked Christianberry, there's a money value there.
Okay.
And off the record, they know what monies they are able to spend and what they can't spend. Just say we wanted to put, this one is $110,000, so you figure maybe another $40,000, $50,000 for H. I'm just throwing that out at you. That might be over the magic number that they're saying that we could get.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You know, it's KEMA that does it.
Do we have any paperwork? I mean, you showed a picture. Were any pictures or anything on what Tony's talking about available to us?
Is that in your agenda packet?
The stonework like this? This would be the stonework.
I don't think there is one in here. I couldn't find it if there is.
Oh, yeah.
I
understand the concept when you showed the picture.
Right, and that's the solar lighting that would go in.
Well, so this is just applying, right? So if we get out of the grant, we still have to agree to it.
Oh, then you have to go through, you know.
We have to agree to it and agree to the design.
So I could start it.
Right.
So I could call these contractors up again, and then she could put the beginning of the grant cycle into place.
So is Sonny okay with the fact that you're paving half of those two beach accesses?
Is
he going to have to take care of them?
I think, Nancy, you talked to Sonny about that, correct?
I've given him the material. I haven't had any feedback. I shared it with both Sonny and our building inspector.
Yeah, we talked about it in the department head meeting the other day, and nobody had discussed this with him. I'm not sure anybody discussed it with John, and they really, really need. Yeah, he does now. They really need to be involved with your process. And when is this grant due?
I'm not quite sure of the date. March 31st.
Okay, because we should really be able to see that grant, the entire grant, and be able to read through it, because we're the ones that are signing it and putting our names on the line
if you want
that we're applying
for a grant and come before you for a preliminary grant, I'll be more than happy to give you what I have.
Okay, because I think that's in our policies, that whenever you apply for the grant has to come before the council first.
Well, I'm just getting approval to start the grant cycle.
Right, this is a pre-application.
When this is approved and they say, when KEMA says that we could go ahead and put the grant cycle in, that's when the prints come out, you know, an engineering drawing comes out, and everything gets duplicated, and everything is... at that time, I'll be more than happy to give you all the information that I have. I'm sorry that I didn't give this.
No, that's fine. So two questions. One, I know you haven't done the final planning, but I assume the lights are turtle friendly, so we don't get into any more of that mess, right?
Right. That was one of the things I don't want to get.
And two, since the requirement is not due to March 31st, make a motion that we direct Tony to go make sure the two department heads that are impacted by this agree with the process, and then bring it back to council at the March meeting when we reschedule it, which I think will be the next week.
It would be good if we could have a copy of the pre-application at our next meeting. Since it's not due till the 31st, if we could have a copy of what Diana is putting together, I assume. Who's directing Diana? Are you?
No, I don't direct
Nancy
anybody.
Nancy? Is John?
No,
or?
No. The state of North Carolina, KEMA.
No, I don't mean KEMA's part. I mean our part. Diana's going to do the application for us, right? The pre-application.
Right, and this one is not being charged by her because she did all the legwork. and all the paperwork was in 2014.
Okay, could we see that? I assume when that goes in, somebody's going to have to sign it.
So Tony's point, this is a little different one. So what happened was there was a submission in 2014,
I know what
right?
happened. That, yeah, I want to know about this one. I want to see it before I sign it, and preferably not 10 minutes before I sign it. What if there's something in there we don't agree with?
I understand.
Yeah,
I'm just
fair.
Trying to explain that what happened to Tony is Campbell looked through their old grants and said, Cary Beach had one in 2014 that we did not process. We're interested in now. And they called Tony and said, Tony, this grant that you guys applied for, you should bring it back to us. And he's trying to do that. Okay, never mind. Then, fine.
CAMA sends out to all the municipalities in all of North Carolina when they have grant money. They send it out. I think you got it, Nancy. You forwarded it to me. It goes to Nancy. She forwards it to me. I call up Diane and said, Diane, you know, what is going to happen with this? Could we reapply?
So do we want Tony to pursue this to get to a point where you have a document to read? Or do we not want him to pursue?
I would like to get approval so I can start tomorrow.
That's what I know you're asking to start so you can generate something.
Okay, you guys know I have nagged the living daylights out of you to comply with policies, with ordinances, with regulations, with state law, with federal law, because I am tired of this town being sued over and over and over again, and no matter how ridiculous it sounds, I want to do everything we can to avoid ever doing that in the future, okay? Her name is Diana, she's one of my very, very best friends, okay? This is a contractor that we pay for. I know she's going to do this for free, but this is a contractor. Somebody on this staff needs to be talking to her. Either John, preferably John,
listen,
or Nancy.
I don't want to be disrespectful to you, but if I don't do the legwork for these grants, you're not going to ever have a grant because everybody that works in the town are packed with their own. John doesn't have time to do what I do. Sonny doesn't have time. If I, as a SLAP chairman, do not do this for the town, you are not getting any more grants.
Well, gathering the information is fine. Directing a grant writer to write a grant for the town, we've been through this before. We've been through this when Jim was on the, excuse me, we've been through this before when Jim was on the council with a couple of other committees that went out and hired landscapers or contacted. I didn't say that. I'm talking about this has happened in the past and we have gotten into trouble for it. I'm trying to protect you, Tony, as much as I am us.
My track record as a chairman of SLAP is excellent. We just got an H Avenue grant. There was no problems with that. Other grants, SLAP usually goes out and gets grants. We had the grant when the other chairmen were there. There was never a problem. SLAP as a group goes out and does the work, we bring it to council. What I need from you now is an approval to go ahead to change the prices, to give it to Diana, so she could do. We might not get this grant, but you have to start somewhere. I don't want to go to these contractors and ask them to upgrade and find out that, you know, we have no consensus by council. I mean, this is the way we do it. It's unfortunate, but this is. I usually bring stuff to you, the council. This time I didn't. Sorry about that.
And I have to, you know, ask the council, is it a consensus with you that our volunteers, either on their own or at our direction, deal with grant writers and contractors to do work that obviously is going to cost us well over $100,000?
No,
it's not us, but it's going to cost us $28,000. And then there's the question, will we have it in our budget next year? But
well, I would say based on the rules that we wrote up back when I helped write them, no, they're not allowed to. But what I'm hearing here is that he's coming to us with in the early stage of the grant. And I have absolutely no problem with getting the information as quickly as we can so that we can start to look at it rather than be rushed into something after the work has already been done by him and his committee. Just keep us up to date and informed.
Okay, but after we get the information, do we direct Tony to contract directly with Diana?
If we feel it's appropriate, we should. But if Tony's not going to do it,
then we should direct somebody to do it. It's an opportunity to improve two entrances to the beach at a very great price if we can qualify for it. So if we don't want Tony to do it, then I would like somebody else to do it and get to a point where we can make a decision. So we're debating on who should do it. I really don't care who should do it, but somebody should do it.
No, I don't think we're debating on, haven't heard anybody say they don't want Tony to do it. The only thing that I've heard that gives me any kind of concern at all is that we've got a rule that says committee members don't go on their own and indemnify the town.
Which I don't think he's doing.
He's not. He doesn't have a signature that can indemnify him. I mean, that can, you know, indemnify him.
Yeah. Well, but this is a freebie, right?
No, it's going to cost the town $28.
No, no,
he's talking about writing.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
We're at the very beginning stages. I sent out the notice to our chairman about the Campbell Grant application cycle opening, and contacted the grant writer because this was the next thing on the list, he and I. We all three sat down and met together, and I said, the first thing I think that we need to do is go to council and say we would like to submit for this pre-application, but we want to know if you're going to fund the money in the fiscal year budget 16-17. We don't need to be submitting for applications if we don't know the council is going to fund it if it comes back that we've approved the grant. We don't want to be embarrassed with Campbell that we've not gone to council first. That's all we're asking you to do. We have an old grant. We can certainly show you the old grant. We've not written the new grant because we need permission to know if you want us to go forward with this so we can go do the research and get the information and bring you the written pre-application for signature before it goes to Canada. So if I miswrote something or left something out, I apologize for all the confusion.
No, thank you.
I'll make a motion we give Tony approval to submit the pre-application for Canada.
And I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Little breather there, guys. The Cape Fear Disability Commission.
Good evening. I'm Debbie Kenna, Murray Beach representative of the Cape Fear Council of Persons with Disabilities. About a month ago, we had a request from a Murray Beach resident about the ability to use ATVs on the Murray Beach proper. We had considerable discussion amongst various local representatives as to who controlled the legislature for people to have an ATV on the beach. I got in touch finally with Dennis Cooper after a lot of telephone tag, and he said it is y'all. Mm-hmm. The current regulation is you cannot have anything over 1,000 pounds that cannot be used both indoors and outdoors. So if there is a change that's going to be started, it's going to have to come from the council. Going along with that, this individual did tell me that Fort Fisher had granted him access to use ATVs down there. So that's one positive thing. Another thing that is happening locally, Carolina Beach is doing a prototype where they have hard plastic pieces that have a ramp that they can butt up to a beach access, and people can take their wheelchairs and actually access down to the ocean front. I don't know when they're going to start actually using them, but it's supposed to be sometime this summer. And some other local things that are going on. The council is going to have a lot more athletic activities for adults. So if anybody is, it's going to be wheelchair sports. A lot of them are going to be directed this time at older adults. So if anybody in our local area is interested in participating in any of these activities, they can either contact me or they can contact the council directly through their website. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah. I did see some advertising in a couple of magazines where they have wheelchairs that are actually tracked vehicles. And I would imagine
they're expensive.
They're over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, they're like $16,000. Bill O'Reilly gives them to the service man. They call them trap chairs. But they're going to water anywhere.
Wow. And how much are they?
He said 16,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what the trap chairs are called. That's what I heard last time.
Okay. Do I hear any comments on allowing ATVs for handicap purposes?
I think it deserves more discussion based on the department head meeting and some of the inputs from the department heads. Size of the beach, well, I just think it would deserve more discussion and a few minutes. I think the last time we left it, it was we were looking for the chief to apply, look at what rules were available, and it looks like it's back on the council.
Well, he should recommend a rule that he can live with.
Yeah.
And I think it should go back to the police chief and or the fire chief with the lifeguard. Between the two of them, you guys work out the rules you can live with and bring it back to council if we think it's the right thing to do. I mean, do you have to get a sticker or something so the lifeguards can easily identify that's allowed versus suddenly ATVs are all over the beach? For one, well, comes to mind.
That right? Was the major. That was one of the right. Major concerns yeah. That came
and
out.
So, I think we should push back on the department heads to do their job and give us guidelines you can live with. You know, some thoughts that the council can work with, and then create a program if we think it's worth creating a program for. But I think it should be a very limited program because we don't want ATVs running all up and down the beach.
No, because the
beach doesn't have that much space.
They're
right.
Different than
exactly.
Normal ATVs.
Right. Yeah.
And we've got ATVs on the beach with life-saving equipment.
That's right. Exactly right.
Tony?
Maybe with that handicap, maybe they should get some pictures of what this is going to look like so Chief Cooper and Taylor would have an idea.
Well, I think the citizen is probably open to whatever, right? He's just making a request, is my understanding.
Yeah, he made the request in... he's really in the advocacy stage because he does have Fort Fisher that he can use.
Right.
What he'd like to see is limited hours, either early morning before the beach gets very crowded or later in the evening. And it's primarily so that he can get fishing equipment.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where's he allowed in Fort Fisher?
I don't know. He just told me that he was allowed in Fort Fisher.
He probably bought
it's
a pass
on
the
beach. Four-wheel driving?
That would be my guess.
Or at the state park or anywhere like that?
I mean, there's no crossover there. You'd have to go down and then
come
up and come back. And once you're down there, why would you drive all the way back and just go fishing right there?
But the other thing was that they have the room down there to be able to transport. transport the trailer for the vehicle, which is, you know, an issue for us in Prairie Beach, because you can't cross the street.
That was my next question. They aren't street legal, are they?
No.
The ATVs.
No.
So how would he even get it to our beach?
Yeah, I mean, get the trailer right and then park it somewhere.
You only have two entrances that are emergency entrances.
Right.
The only two he can use.
Right.
John?
Three.
As you think through this, I would have a concern, just like you see younger people using their mom's and dad's handicap stickers at the grocery store.
Right.
The vehicle has a sticker on it, and all of a sudden you got a 20-year-old driving it on the beach.
Right. Saying,
hey, it's got a sticker on it.
Right.
Okay.
So we have a motion.
Could we get the liaison over here for fire and police to talk to your department heads about coming up? Thank you. Thank you.
As soon as the meeting's over.
Thank you. Okay, discussion for department head business, administration and recreation, finance. Any comments on that $28,000 for Tony's parking lots?
Until we get into the budget process, you can't really say. We have to look at all the requests that we get from everywhere. Department heads,
it's a third of a cent.
Okay. Building department?
No, ma'am.
Fire? Police? Public works?
Nothing, ma'am. So I sent an email to council about stormwater today, which if you haven't read, I understand. I think what I would like to ask for public works is that a second commissioner be assigned to work with me on stormwater across the town, because we're getting more and more requests with all the water we've had. We've got at least three areas that we now need to really look at, and we probably need to start working with Sonny and John and a commissioner. I'm okay with whoever council wants. Okay, that's fine. I mean, whoever council wants it to be, I'm fine with it. Right?
I should have volunteered. I apologize.
No, that's fine. Volunteering is always good, right? The other guys might be.
Please do.
The other guys might be all into you being in it, right? All
right.
So we need to start working with a plan, the four of us initially, and then it's going to come back to council, and then we're going to start talking to some of the groups that are contacting us, both individual property owners and homeowners associations, about one, communicating. You know, you have some responsibilities that you got to take care of. You got to get the water to public property, and some of these lots are really low and they don't want to hear that, but they need to hear it. And then two, once it's to public property, where are the priorities? And then three, we have 24 stormwater permittees in the town that are not the town that have responsibilities, these homeowners associations, that we need to be communicating with them on. Hey, you guys have responsibilities for stormwater permits that you may or may not be meeting, that it's not going to all be happiness. So think about your volunteering, because we're not going to be the happy people, I can tell you, probably, before it's all over. But just to keep council up, when you read it, if you have questions, let me know. But I think we're going to have to move more on that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a motion that he can work with me?
I'd like to make a motion that Joe work with David.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Nice job, sir.
You know, if you don't vote, that's an automatic yes.
I'll start sending you some stuff, Joe.
Okay. Nancy, the communication specialist.
Arlen,
that's right. Yeah. Arlen.
I must be lucky. I'm actually going to hand out something different. In your agenda packet, there was a summary at that point of where things stood.
Yeah.
But in the last 2 days, I talked to them some more and
did they make came up with another. Worse?
Well, it depends how you look at it. I guess.
Wow.
It's basically comparable to the lease on the North Tower. So it's that alternative number two. Because I guess what we determined was, talked with Nancy some, and if you noticed, what I gave you with the contract, including, I think, Exhibit B about compensation, it went on forever talking about the reliability, because I started to get concerned when I talked to them about the service at the community center and whether it would work or not work, and didn't want to assign a value to it that we were going to say, okay, we're going to assign a value of, I think it was $231 for internet service there if it didn't work. So it got a little convoluted in that whole thing. So we went back thinking about it. It was like, you know what, let's just make it simple and keep it strictly cash. So alternative two basically is starting the lease payment at $350 a month, which is kind of where the lease is right now on the North Tower, plus $40 for electricity. And there'd be a 3% per year increase just on the the actual lease payment, not on the electricity component. So I think in the end we're better off doing and staying out of the whole issue with the internet service, and who knows what direction we go at the community center. There may be other providers that we'd actually want to use. So,
okay.
So my recommendation is to go with alternative number two, and I guess approve the lease. Andy's looked at it. So everything's included in the lease at this point. I did follow up with them about the ground space, and it actually is specified later in that Exhibit A.
I noticed that.
What they're talking about, and it's exactly what they have right now at the North Tower.
I did find one more thing on page.
Well, that's not good.
On page three, under the premises access C. That needs to be eliminated. Where it says landlord shall be responsible for maintaining premises to ensure a safe working environment for tenants and employees. We don't guarantee his employees anything.
Yeah, so I make a motion that with the attorney's input to eliminate C, we take alternative one, the recommendation from the finance officer.
Alternative two.
Sorry, thank you for correcting. Alternative two, the recommendation of the finance officer.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nice job, Ron.
Yeah, thank you.
More money.
Okay. H Avenue. Yeah, come on, Tony.
I'm here with
you.
You can take a beating this time.
Oh. Mayor, Commissioners, in your agenda packet under old business, you have a memo from me back in April 2015. You authorized the Shoreline Access Beach Protection Park Committee to apply for a CAMA grant to make the H Avenue Beach Access ADA compatible. Right now, it's only spare access from the parking lot and from the beach side. In December of 2015, we received notice from CAMA that the grant was approved. The project will replace the existing wooden step access and crossover with a new crossover viewing area and ADA compliant ramps. Solar lighting will be installed on the ramps and crossover underneath the railings, and you have a copy of the grant proposed in your packet. Snow marine construction and dredging incorporated will perform the work. Construction work and outdoor illumination will install the lights. Engineering plans have been reviewed by both the building inspector and public works director and received their approval. Public works will need to remove the parking bumper, signage, and bicycle ramp before the work begins, and the access will need to be closed while the work is being done. The town attorney has reviewed and approved the grant contract. Total project cost is $56,494. The grant awarded is $42,370 for the town cash match. $14,124. $2,200 of that is in kind, and the rest is cash, $11,924. So I'm requesting a motion from council tonight to move forward with the project by approving the CAMA contract number 6780 as presented, designating building inspector to oversee the work and sign off on invoices before submittal to finance or payment. Approval of Resolution 16-03 authorizing transfer of $11,924 from the General Fund Contingency Account to the Committee Fiscal Year 15-16 Budget, and approve Budget Amendment 16-05 transferring $11,924 from fiscal year 2016 contingency fund to the community capital outlay account and provide the expected grant proceeds for the project. That's very specific things that have to be done to move the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Questions?
Great job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want four motions or one,
though? One motion incorporating all of them.
You want me to read them all? I make a motion to approve CAMA contract 6780 as presented to designate the building inspector, John Basson, to oversee the work and sign off on invoice before submittal to finance payment. To approve resolution R1603, authorizing transfer of $11,924 from the general fund contingency account to the committee budget. And approving budget amendment 1605, authorizing transfer of $11,924 from the fiscal year 2016 general fund contingency account to the committee capital outlay account to provide for the expected grant proceeds for this project.
Second.
What he said.
Any questions, Nancy Hewitt? You got all that?
Yeah, I got it all.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, I have some questions.
Oh.
Before you vote. Is the contract has already been awarded to Snow Marine, is that correct? Or not?
We have estimates from Snow Marine. I have not seen a contract from.
You can't award it to it for the money.
He's supposed to email it to you.
No, we're going to begin until we see.
Yes, and insurance.
Right.
I told him to email that to you.
So I need to know from council if you're giving me the authority to award this contract to Submarine, number one. And number two, if I feel like there's, if I have any latitude to maybe spend a little bit more money than we've got budgeted for different things.
How much more and what different thing? Let me know. Wow, nice one. I like that one. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes, this year.
That's pretty sweet.
Again, or what?
Yeah, nice.
I guess the bigger thing is, after we see what Snow has bid, do we need to come back to council?
No. As long as you stay within the budget, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's not what the motion said. So you're good. Why, you think they're going to be higher?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you know.
I don't like
you can't spend smile. The money on other stuff if they're lower.
That's right.
Not trying to.
Okay. I didn't think you were, but just in case.
There might be some different little things that I want done on new access. I don't know. You know how those things go. You start putting something together and you realize it might not be the best thing. You want to redo something.
Absolutely correct. It looks good on paper.
CAMA's got to buy into anything you do because they have a CAMA contract. So you don't have that much deviation room because they won't pay their big part.
And
right?
It won't be.
Right. I mean, if...
I'm not trying to scare you.
No,
I'm
you're not scary. You're just making me amused. You should have just not said anything. Now you're sort of making me laugh. We'll give you coaching later. Cool. Yeah.
I thought I raised it there.
Exactly, yeah.
And the extra money needs to go to those lights to be sure the turtles light
them. There's already a special amount of money going to the lights.
Yes.
Okay. Still all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm going to try to go through this as quickly as possible. In your packet is a thing from the MPO that we will be voting on very soon. Don't even know where all this went. To raise the fees on the ferry by $2 from $5 to $7 for vehicles that are 20 feet to 40 feet, from $10 to $14, and 40 feet from $14 to $28. There will be no change for pedestrians, bicycles, or motorcycles, nor for year-round permits. Just would either like your approval or some comments about why we should not approve it, one or the other.
Did we ask, I thought we had talked about, I know, I think you and I have talked about it. Did we talk to them about maybe limiting the time that the extra cost, like during off season, maybe
no,
not hitting
not,
the,
yeah, no, you know, they're the not locals. Going to break that up.
Oh, okay.
And I will.
So they want 2 months.
So this one's from 2014, the one that's in here? From Laura Padgett? Is,
oh.
So they did it
they,
2 years ago and now we're doing it?
Yes, but it didn't go state. It didn't go statewide. It wasn't approved by the legislature or DOT or anything. It never passed.
They're eliminating
okay?
free periods.
And so we're coming, unfortunately, yes. They're coming back to it. They did say at the last meeting that the additional money is supposed to go to the local ferries, wherever it's collected. I think that $2, we can buy a new ferry with it.
Okay. Yeah, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah, but this one doesn't say local.
No, this was the.
This is the old one.
This is the old one. But I wanted you guys to
well,
get an idea of what was
in
going
the
in there. So.
So, are you going to copy this one as a resolution and put the right date in there and our names in it? Is that the plan? Or?
No, I'll send you a copy of the
okay.
one that is, you know, ultimately passed by the MPO, but just wanted to get your feedback
yeah.
on. How you feel, a consensus on how you feel.
I think we should support the MPO. You guys are talking in depth about it.
Yeah.
If it makes the ferry financially viable, that's who should pay for it versus somebody else. So if that's what it takes to make it viable, I hope that's how they pick the numbers. But
I hope so too. And they're not the outrageous numbers we have read about in the news
yeah.
media in the past. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce, the mayors and Rouser and Ted Davis were invited to their annual luncheon with their board. And the one thing they stressed was that they are not the Carolina Beach Chamber of Commerce. They are the Pleasure Island Chamber. And they would like to know from Curie Beach if there's anything they can do to help us. And I have gotten them in contact with Nancy and Nikki to talk about probably next year, taking over the concerts at our pavilion on Sunday nights, mainly because we really don't have the staff to do all the work it takes to put them together, and so they're in conversation over that. Nothing has been approved or taken to their board or anything.
But Curie Beach will be the one who picks the bands.
Yes, yes, I think that's some of the things that Nikki has
so
made
then
impression
would they do?
Upon them.
I mean,
they have to contact them, they have to staff the concerts, they have to clean up after them.
Instead of Public Works?
It sounds good to
public
me.
Works does that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know that all. Yeah.
Basically, you know, like I said, it would not happen this summer. If it happens at all, it would be next year. But right now, they're just starting a conversation on what that would involve.
Yeah, okay.
But no, they will not be picking the bands for us. So, but if you can think of anything else you would like for them to be a part of or work with us on.
Pay for our sand.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
okay.
you go.
Which
yeah.
makes all those businesses.
Let me write that down.
That's right.
They can hold their funding request for concerts.
There you go. There
don't
you go.
Pay for,
pay for it yourself.
I can dig that much then.
Okay. The comprehensive plan, I've talked to you guys about this individually and to department heads individually and collectively. And you appointed Jim to work with me to meet with the woman from the School of Government. Along with that, John attended. We had Ia Ruth representing the business community. Dr. Tom Barth was there from UNCW to see if there's any way at all they could or should get involved anytime during the year or, you know, something they could offer to us, any kind of services. And I have given all of you a package to look at We have two things on here. One is a very detailed outline of what we discussed when we met with her last week. And some of the things we talked about, most of all, we talked about having a vision day, community involvement day, where we would work with the citizens in the community to talk about what did they want Cary Beach to be, and coming up with a vision of what we want Cary Beach to be the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And from that, you know, what areas need to be addressed, and then from there, instead of using the whole community to work with, we would work on a smaller level to decide what our goals are to reach that vision, what it would cost, what we could afford or not afford. And she gave us a payment in here that for the visioning session, which she's already put some work into, would be $2,000, and then telephone guidance from now on, approximately not any more than $1,000. And basically, we're trying to get a way that we can control more of it locally, so it does, so the cost does not get out of hand. I will tell you that Denise Hubbard, as I think almost all of you know, she is Paul Hubbard's wife and retired from NC State about a year and a half ago as Director of Development for the School of Math and Science at NC State, and did a lot of this while she was working there and for organizations before. And she has volunteered to become extremely involved, which will help not only hopefully with our staff time, but also with having to pay the cost for experts coming from out of town. And then the other thing, which you have some information on, is a process that was used at our training last week in Sunset Beach. Unfortunately, we had to leave early for ports and water, but Oak Island has hired Lydian to do this as part of a Citizens Academy to get that started over in Oak Island. And when they decided to do that, she contacted me and asked if we would be interested in making it available to our citizens around the same time. And that cost would be $500 plus travel. They can have up to 60 people. 40 people are ideal. Cannot have less than 20. And I'm going to offer that maybe we could even offer it to Carolina Beach residents if they wanted to participate, or just leave it for ours. It's a budgeting 101 type class where citizens learn about the budgeting process and the ins and outs and things that they normally know nothing whatsoever about when they come and ask for money from us, and what the trade-offs are and things like that. So, questions? Comments?
So, Ann, is your thoughts we should go through that?
I would like, well, I'm not sure about the community budget thing. I think it would be a really good education process, and one of the things we talked about when we met last week was that a big part of this is going to be educating our citizens on what government really does, that, you know, you don't just come to us and ask for money to do something, that you need to understand how government works, what we're allowed to do by law or by ordinance, where the money comes from, what we can spend and what we can't spend, things like that. I think it would be a very good educational process. I'm wondering, oh, and we talked about when it should be, because the two of you work. A lot of our residents work, and they don't get to come to things on weekdays. At night, as you can already see, a lot of our older citizens aren't going to stay up very late. A lot of us go to bed very early. Saturday is usually a day when families are running errands or playing soccer. And so we agreed on a Sunday afternoon after church. And she presented two dates.
This is for the planning or for the budget?
No, this is for the budget thing.
Okay, so I didn't realize that had been your question. So we can't get 20 citizens to come when we're actually talking about spending their money, for real, much less how to learn how the government works. So I'm not in favor for spending any of the town's money to have a budget training class for citizens that aren't going to come. I mean, when we talk about raising taxes, which I've done twice and Arlen's proposed once or twice as well, we've had no more than three people in the audience. After advertising it for 3 months and it being in the Island Gazette saying we're going to raise taxes, and still no one came. So, I mean, if the citizens are interested in the budget process, I'll be glad to give them a personal tutorial if there's someone that really is beating down your door. But I can't see spending money and time on a Sunday to sit in here when I don't think we would get, we would have to tell the employees to come to us so we had enough people, or get Carolina Beach to come. And I don't know that they would get attendance either. So, I mean, I think it'd be good if we were, it was in a controversial place, but in Curie Beach, at least the experience from our budget process is the citizens are comfortable that we're making good decisions. When we make bad decisions, they show up in spades, right? So the offshore drilling will be one. Their concern that we're going to violate their First Amendment rights in the paper would be another. But other than that, the budget process, I think, is something that they are not that interested in. And that's just my personal view.
I would say this, Emily, though I think it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. I mean, to keep thinking of things like this, but I think David's correct. We couldn't get 20 people to talk about containers. We couldn't get 20 people to talk about hurricane preparedness.
Oh, yeah.
That's like five. I mean, I've gone.
Yeah, next month I'll be scheduling with you guys again, and I'll be sitting in here with one person. And so, it's always good to talk to one person for.
So,
oh, that's right. Jim will be here, two people.
I don't think we should.
Oh, that's right. Jim will be three people.
I don't think we should explore.
The talk we had on show.
That was with Jim. Well, I guess they don't like me.
I put that.
Yeah, that was Jim. I guess they don't like me. Maybe it could be me. It could be me.
I don't think so. I think we should explore those, but I personally feel like this one's a non-starter.
Well, one thing.
I just don't think we get anybody to show up.
There's a minimum requirement.
Right.
So if we had a sign up and there wasn't anybody signing up.
Yeah, yeah. And I have no problem as this process goes on, if somebody expresses that need and we discuss it and we have a whole bunch of people that say yes, you know, maybe consider.
No, I agree. I agree with you. If citizens came and said, train us about your budget process, this is a cool thing to know about because I've never heard of it. But the problem I have is they don't come say. The issues that I have with our citizens is they come about one specific issue and they have blinders on about how it impacts anything else.
Yeah.
And they don't even want to hear that it impacts other stuff.
They don't want
and
implications.
That's where I get frustrated.
Don't blame me with implications.
Yeah, it's like either don't raise my taxes or fix all the water on my block, but I don't want to hear you're going to raise any prices. And that's really how it is. Or the trash cans are pissing me off. Or whatever their one thing is. And when you say, well, what about all this other stuff? Oh, you guys are doing great on that. I want to talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about your one thing. Okay. I mean, none of them have ever said, can you explain to me how you guys decide the budget? Because I'd have been glad to say, oh, come let me talk. In so fact, we've got a meeting scheduled. Come to a couple of them so you can sit there with us.
Okay. On the regular process for getting our comprehensive plan started and coming up with a vision and just kicking the whole thing off. Do I have to hear any comments on that?
Do we have a date yet? You asked for all the
that's
dates?
What I'm asking you guys for, either April 3rd or April 10th.
So this is still Sunday? Yeah. But not the budget thing. This is
right.
To kick, okay. I just want to make sure what I'm committing to. No, I said either one of those, right?
Not
neither
one
of them are Easter, so whatever, whichever Sunday afternoon you want.
Okay.
How long is it going to last?
3 hours.
So like 1 to 4?
Are you here both days?
Yeah, no, I
third,
will.
10th, whichever
is
one works
the 10th
for you.
Okay for you guys? Okay.
I mean, anytime you can get professional direction at a reasonable price to make sure we get a viable output.
Okay.
And
so, let's go with the 10th.
So we're asking staff to come on a Sunday, right?
Our department heads, we might handle differently because the feedback I get from most of them, oh, certainly not Arlen, but some of the rest of them. It's
nice, Arlen. I'm not sure what that means, but
some of them, but I don't even live in Cary Beach. Don't ask me to help develop your vision. I'm not interested. Just tell me what the vision is, and I'll tell you how to get there.
Well, that's a fair
Okay. So we're just on
vision
and not execution. Okay.
Right. Oh, no.
3 hours on vision.
Okay. Not going to come forward.
Have a vision.
However, I did
think I have
people,
a dream.
But I do believe that people who have vision get paid better.
Yeah, okay.
However, that doesn't mean they won't be invited. If they or someone on their staff would like to participate, we would love to have them here.
Okay. So they will be invited on April 10th, from 1 to 4.
Through the staff will be invited? Is that who you're saying?
You'll be invited, but it won't be a requirement.
Well, the question is, which part of the staff? Department heads or? Yeah.
Department heads.
Yeah.
And we will be asking people from the committees to come and participate. So you can tell us what your vision is for Cary Beach.
Okay.
That's right, you're moving.
My vision is for the 5 reviews to come up with something so that vision could be brought to us.
Okay, so we'll mention that again on Monday, right? Yeah. We'll mention that date on Monday, so everyone here. Okay, good enough.
Except that if you don't like it, we have to start over again. And then if you don't like the next one, we start over again. That's why we want you involved, Tony.
I work to whatever the commission has brought. You ask me to go ahead and do it. Basically,
we like that answer.
Okay.
You're slowing us down.
What's the time frame on developing a vision?
It's a year.
Well, hopefully, it'll take us about a year to put the plan together, but hopefully we'll have a fairly good idea of it that day, and then the council can get together and say, okay. I like this, and this, and we'll put it together for Tony, okay?
Cool.
Okay, paying for this, we're looking at $2,000 plus travel.
For 3 hours?
No, because of the preparation, and Nancy does not have to sit there and take notes.
Okay.
She'll be putting it together afterwards for us and preparing it for us.
We better have her here just as a backup.
And,
so then, are you requesting, if we got money still in the town council budget? No, we've spent on it, right?
I would go into a contingency again, because of really...
So I make a motion that we allocate $2,000 to this process.
Well, plus travel, so you may have to bump it up.
Okay, how much is travel?
You said two and one, didn't you?
$2,000 and $1,000. Well, there's also the question of $1,000, so I can talk to her for weeks to come.
So what is the total amount?
Figure out where we can go.
You want us to?
I would say a maximum of $4,000.
So I'll bring that to the next count because we actually have to do a resolution.
Yeah, and she has to have a contract also for us to sign. So.
Well, I'm okay with it. I'm not speaking for anyone else.
Need one? Will you and CW need one?
No, because we don't know, not yet. Not unless they come up with something they can do.
So just my position, everyone else can figure out what your positions are. So we're putting $4,000 in this process. It's not going to be an open-ended bucket. So after that, I'm looking for detail how much, and then it goes in the budget process like everything else.
We should use town money like we'd use our own money. If we allocate the $4,000, we get it done in that $4,000. We'll get it done.
I don't know that you're working for an entire year, and it's never going over $4,000. I'd say as far as school government is concerned.
No, I meant whatever we're doing with these professionals, we should get guidance, and then the rest is on us, right?
Yeah, an awful lot of it, yes. Right.
So,
yes.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Somebody needs to set the path. And if we don't do it, it's not going to get set. So,
okay.
Should you come in, help us out, point us in directions, give us alternatives, we'll fight about them, wrestle about them, love about them, and then we'll go.
Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion, Arlen. Make a resolution for our next council meeting to spend no more than $4,000 for the process proposed.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Reschedule our March council meeting.
Thing down here that you wanted to discuss, time commitments for
no, staff. She just discussed it in there.
Okay.
Well, discuss it sufficiently for now.
I thought
right?
You had something that's on here what? That we wanted to do.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I make a motion March 22nd, the following Tuesday.
I'll second that.
All those in favor? Oh, is there any discussion?
Is there P&Z or anything March 22nd, Nancy? I don't have the March calendar.
No, there's a calendar.
No, and the Board of Adjustment will be canceled that day or that evening. So are we talking 22nd, 6:30?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Normal time.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'll be back.
So, good with you?
Okay. So, all those in favor?
Oh, who gave the second?
Aye.
Post.
Joe did.
Thank you.
I don't know if he really did, but he did.
Yes, he did. I heard him whisper.
Of course
I did. Nice job.
Okay, any other comments, questions, declarations? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Thought you wanted to go in closed session.
Oh.
I'll be glad to make a motion to adjourn, but that's on the agenda.
Can we put that off? I would like to table the closed session till our next council meeting.
Make a motion we table the closed session and adjourn.
Well, you don't have
one. It's on the agenda. That's why I make
it. It's on the agenda, but you haven't voted to go into one.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're just... We're...
Can I make a motion to close?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Better not oppose. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right.